Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, kencan online adalah industri yang bernilai miliaran dolar. Tetapi, Mak Comblang Profesional mengatakan hal ini lebih cocok bagi mereka yang tahu bagaimana mengikuti hati dan pikiran mereka. Jadi, apa yang harus Anda pertimbangkan ketika mencoba mencari hubungan baru di dunia online yang saling terhubung itu? Berikut ini sebuah laporan yang disusun oleh Amy Jin Yuang mengenai hal tersebut. Kencan online sangat populer dan Australia juga tidak ketinggalan. Menurut sensus terakhir, lebih dari 7 juta warga Australia yang belum menikah atau yang sudah bercerai, dan industri kencan online menyatakan bahwa sebanyak 4,5 orang Australia menggunakan sarana online untuk menemukan pasangan yang tepat. Tiffany Villalus, pendiri dan juga direktur aplikasi baru Date My Friend, mengakui bahwa dunia internet tidak selalu aman. Ia mengatakan aplikasinya meminta teman untuk memverifikasi dan menulis entitas Anda terlebih dahulu sebelum membaginya ke seluruh dunia.
Giving people that sense of confidence that somebody actually has somebody that's willing to vouch for them. It gives them that feeling of genuine people on the site. And it also, for the reason that it's really daunting having to write your own profile. Like a lot of singles, when I was on internet dating, I really struggled with how on earth am I going to describe myself.
Setelah membantu lebih dari 50 ribu orang dengan latar belakang Kaukasia dan Asia dalam 3 dekade terakhir, koneksi dan Mak Comblang AJ Catherine Way skeptis dengan adegan kencan online. Ia mengatakan banyak kliennya yang tertipu melalui kencan online datang kepadanya untuk meminta nasihat.
Online dating to me is a play game. It's a computer, you know, it's no personal touch. And people use online dating first. I have no issue with that. I think people can try. If that's what they wanted, I encourage them. Just, you know, be careful and cautious. Most of the people, they come back to me after they tried a few times. And they say, oh, you know, it's so random. And it's so time consuming. You spend hours, weeks, days, months. Some people, years on it. It didn't get anywhere.
Wei percaya bahwa berkencan hanyalah langkah pertama menuju hubungan bahagia jangka panjang yang diinginkan oleh banyak orang.
It's difficult to find the right date to start with, and just imagine, you know, afterwards.
Dengan semakin banyak penipuan online yang terkait dengan kencan internet, Villalus memperingatkan bahwa para pencari pasangan harus berhati-hati dalam memberikan informasi pribadi mereka, seperti nomor ponsel atau informasi keuangan kepada calon pasangan.
So they try and get you off the platform straight away so that they are directly communicating with you and it's no longer on a dating platform. Scammers quite often start straight away with finding out about your work, what sort of family you have, you know, whether you have a house, or subtle questions to try to work out whether you've got a little bit of money behind you. Pretty soon they will start to tell you stories about somebody in their family that's sick, that they need to get out of the country because civil unrest. They'll start to tell you straight away what their issues are to start to get your sympathy and your help, basically.
Wei memperingatkan bahwa kesepian dapat menyebabkan situasi yang sangat rentan. Dia dengan tegas mengatakan bahwa seseorang harus menemukan cinta dengan memulai mengenali diri mereka sendiri sebagai individu.
Majority of the man and woman, they don't have enough in themselves to understand opposite sex. So for a woman, you need to know what's man like, what's all about, and what they're looking for. You know, men into categories, woman too. So who are you yourself, and what types of man suitable for you? So not many people can analyze that for themselves.
Psikoterapis dan pakar dalam hubungan, penasihat konselor Melissa Ferrari mengatakan, kegigihan adalah salah satu hal yang perlu kita kembangkan sebelum menghadapi tantangan mencari pasangan. Pada dasarnya, berkencan itu sendiri adalah sesuatu yang sangat rumit.
Building resilience
that rejection may happen, and understanding that quite often that rejection may not be something personal. It may not mean that, you know, the person doesn't find you attractive or that they don't like you. It might just simply mean that for you, the fit, for the other person, the fit is not good, that the relationship doesn't feel right, or whatever it might be.
Ferrari mengatakan bahwa ia tidak menentang kencan online karena hal itu dapat membuka kemungkinan baru untuk bertemu dengan orang-orang yang dapat Anda pilih. Meskipun berselancar dalam dunia maya dapat memberikan pengalaman yang menakutkan bagi pengguna yang sudah berumur yang kurang paham dengan teknologi.
I think it's easier in terms of being able to widen the net a whole lot more. You can meet people that you may not run into in your local community or within your own neighbourhood or within your own job. And so I think it's very good in that respect because you can put out your feelers, you can actually ask more for who you want, and there are all the everything set up now around compatibility.
Sebaliknya, Wei melihat kencan online sebagai sebuah permainan. Ia menyarankan untuk merasakan persenyawaan yang nyata terlebih dahulu sebelum memutuskan apakah akan berinvestasi lebih banyak untuk diri sendiri di era modern di mana waktu adalah uang.
So you two people meet up, you don't say, oh, okay, I love you, you love me, let's move in, let's get married. It's not like that. So you have to be able to be friends and to be able to, you know, have the attraction physically, mentally, emotionally. So I call the first stage dating casual dating. Then see there is sparks or possibility to lead to the long term.
Di dunia online, di mana setiap orang harus belajar cara menjual diri agar dapat lebih menonjol dari yang lain, Melissa Ferrari menyarankan untuk mencoba menggunakan kencan online yang dilengkapi dengan sarana penyaringan, seperti hal-hal yang Anda sukai atau tidak sukai dari seseorang calon pasangan sebelum mengambil pendekatan yang lebih serius.
All of those kind of things are great because it does filter all of that out. What we need to remember when you are online dating is that you aren't getting those real nuances of being in the presence of a person and being able to experience how you really feel. Basically, being able to meet somebody more live or in person.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.